Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, Ancient of Days, who rules in eternal majesty, the Father in heaven who fulfills his word spoken through the prophets, to us a child has been born, to us a son has been given. The eternal begotten Son taking on flesh and being born as a baby in a manger, born to be adored and born to transform human hearts. With the good news of redemption through the blood of salvation, we ask this night, this holy night, that you bring such an awareness of the reality of the redeeming Christ in our lives, that we can't help but be changed and transformed by your grace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Such a humble beginning. Nondescript, easily overlooked, a man, a woman, and a donkey. On a dusty road, riding into town as the sun is setting low, dusk overtakes the evening sky. Two traveling, and as a couple among many traveling, to be registered in the town of their family roots, Bethlehem. Bethlehem, busting at the seams, and all the rooms filled to overflowing, no room for just one more. No room for a mother in labor. Couldn't God have planned ahead and reserved a comfortable room? Couldn't God have made things easier? Yet this trip with a caravan covered nearly 100 miles or so and took several days, perhaps a week or more, sleeping on the ground many nights and all the other inconveniences of traveling when labor is imminent. Every jostling jolt is felt from head to toe. And now, no place to lay one's head, no place to give birth, but a stable among animals. It seems as if no one noticed what was happening. No one to witness the greatest moment since before creation. As most of Bethlehem slept, a baby's newborn cry heralded in the greatest of news for all humanity. This little baby is the great God of creation, eternal, living one, becoming human in profound mystery, human to suffer, to redeem humanity. Human to show us the way and be the way to the Father. Christ is in the manger. Christ is in the manger. Augustine of Hippo, an early church father, preached in a Christian sermon, a Christmas sermon nearly 1,700 years ago. Awake, mankind! For your sake, God has become man. Awake, you who sleep! Rise up from the dead, and Christ will enlighten you. I tell you again, for your sake, God became man. You would have suffered eternal death had he not been born in time. Never would you have been freed from sinful flesh had he not taken on himself the likeness of sinful flesh. You would have suffered everlasting unhappiness had it not been for this mercy. You would never have returned to life had he not shared your death. You would have been lost if he had not hastened to your aid, and you would have perished had he not come. Let us then joyfully celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. Let us celebrate the festive day on which he who is the great and eternal day came from the great and endless day of eternity into our own short day of time. Joyfully celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. When you see the child, the Christ child in the manger, when you hear the stuff of Christmas filling the air, the carols of Christian faith and the other songs of jingling bells and sleigh rides in the snow, does the salvation of your soul fill your thoughts more than dancing sugar plum fairies fill your dreams? An angel appeared to shepherds to herald the good news. The glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds as the angel proclaimed from Luke chapter 2, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." The good news is a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. The one born is in fulfillment of the numerous prophetic promises of Scripture. This is the promised one, and there will be no other. Come, adore the immensity of the moment. In the feeding trough, a baby is swaddled, who is the one to redeem and free us from sin. The small child is the eternal God come to take upon himself all the sin, all the brokenness, all that is evil in human nature, so that we would not perish, but have eternal life. Free gift of eternal life by grace through faith. Suddenly shepherds see a sky filled with angelic hosts, more luminescent than the stars. And the singing stirred them to action. For when the angelic host left, the shepherds responded to their song and said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what has happened the Lord told them about." They hurried off and found the baby lying swaddled in a manger. Mary and Joseph too. The shepherds shared what was told them. Mary treasured up the words in her heart. All who heard the shepherds were amazed. And now, what about you? Are you amazed? Come, adore the child. Coming and adoring the child is the easy part. The hard part is to perceive that this is Christ the Lord in the manger. Accepting all the implications of that historical reality is difficult to grasp and to realize. Allowing the cute baby to be Christ in your life, Christ in your heart, it's scary, for it is life-altering, life-transforming. This baby born is the Son of God, and he came to be Savior. He came to take your place, to free you from your sinful nature, to show you mercy and give you life by suffering and dying in your place. As he lives, you too can live with him if Christ is in your heart. As the richness of all who the Christ is resides in your heart, conveying you from being dead in your sins to being alive in Christ, accompanied with transforming your heart from selfishness and willfulness into a humble servant and follower of Christ. Where spreading the good news of great joy becomes more important than accumulating stuff, gaining power, accumulating fame. Becoming a nobody in service of Christ is more important than being a somebody chasing after the things of this world. Having such joy of Christ in you that tragedies and sadnesses do not conquer your heart nor break your faith, because Christ reigns victoriously in your heart. Before the shepherds, the angels sang for great joy at the birth of the Savior, the Christ. The great joy is about what the birth of the baby lying in the manger sets in motion. The great joy is for what will happen when that baby boy grows into manhood and fulfills the Father's will. The great joy is the salvation of mankind by the hand of Almighty God through the only begotten Son of God. This baby grew up and at the hands of humanity experienced his passion, filled with betrayal, rejection, whippings, crucifixion, resulting in death on Good Friday. But death could not keep him, for in him was life. And that same life he gives to all who call on his name as each repents and believes. Fix this in your life. Fix all of this together in your life and in your faith. The joy of Christmas is the joy of Easter, is the joy of eternal life to come. This Christmas, may it be more than Christ in the manger. May it be Christ has truly come into your heart, so you experience the salvation and redemption he was born to bring. You would have perished had he not come. Therefore, joyfully celebrate the salvation and redemption that has come into your heart. A Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Rejoice in the good news. Amen.